space you can find. Glad to see that I could help make your life a bit easier. But have you ever thought of how I felt? You need to think about your behavior.
And the booming going on here. I can't take it anymore. Oh, my goodness. Hey, welcome to another edition of Butch on Sports. Simply Butch is here, and as always, thanks for tuning in. Of course, thanks for tuning in here. Give you some sports news you can't get enough of in a minute or a second, or I get to it here. I don't know. Whatever comes first here. Hopefully you had a pretty good weekend there, but it's hopefully it gets better because we're going to get rain and stuff there. It's not going to be dry anymore. Of course, it'll be against a lot of us there because you got to stay home. But, hey, you need the rain. The Detroit Tigers opening day is less than 2 weeks away, and the club is excited and will be celebrating the start of the season with Detroit residents heading to the local neighborhoods this particular weekend, the March 27th and the 28th, along with a unique baseball engagement in partnership with Triumph Church in Detroit. The Tigers season kickoff tour will take place first. And listen, at Peewalk Park, with residents of Fort and Schaefer neighborhood there. That used to be my old neighborhood, boys and girls, and I love it. But they'll be at Peewalk Park and also Skinner Playfield for Denby and Yorkshire Woods residents there. The neighborhood event will be featuring giving away items, youth baseball equipment, food, beverages will be served, and with a on-site food truck, indeed, will be there. DJs and drum lines will keep the environment lively, and tents with physical distance seating will be available. Masks are required for this event for all attendees. Detroit Tigers say, we're increasingly excited about celebrating the new Tiger season with our great fans that reside in the Fort and Schaefer and also the Denby and Yorkshire Woods neighborhoods there, says Ellen Hill, Vice President of Marketing for the Detroit Tigers there. I've not seen something like this done in a long time, but, you know, it's about time they come to the neighborhoods. Detroit Tigers have lacked that for a numerous amount of years. Hopefully they do more of it. And more exposure in the greater Detroit area there, per se, there, because it's long, long overdue. They used to do it. They're not doing it anymore, but now they're cranking it up again. The Detroit Lions announced today they have signed unrestricted free agent and linebacker Alex Azulo and also free agent Damian Ratley. Additional contract terms were not disclosed. Azulo comes from to Detroit after spending the first 4 years of his fine season with the New Orleans Saints. So he'll get back reunited with Coach Campbell on that one there. And Ratliff, he comes from the New York Jets coming over here. They both receive one-year contracts apiece there. You know, I'm seeing a very big flux of one-year contracts to be given. Ndamukong Suh signed a one-year contract today with Tampa Bay to stay with them an additional one more season. Now, I hope you're ready for some basketball because we got some March Madness and NBA trade deadlines to discuss here in the second half. However, first I want to touch on the embarrassing incident in the NHL last night. The official last night with the Predators' Detroit Red Wing game was caught on a hot mic essentially admitting to a calling of a BS penalty as a makeup call for the Wings. Of course, the game management and makeup calls from the official are nothing new. But rather, you don't actually hear the referee admitting to the call, you know, and making the game unfairly. Yes, the NFL apparently was looking at the incident as a huge hockey fan, and I'm hoping that the incident might serve as a catalyst for change in a whole hell of a lot of sports there, where some of these calls are just completely bogus. I'd like to see the league take some, take a page from the NBA playbook and incorporate some sort of two-minute report evaluation for the officials in every doggone game. That's going on in football. That also stands tall for baseball as well. As it stands, there's no accountability, there's no transparency from the officials, despite a fact. There's a lot of countless embarrassing and influential incidents in the past few years alone that, you know, referees just don't get a great shake on it. As at least, it'd be nice to see the league admit that they get something wrong, more consistent in trying to get it right, especially when it comes down to all kinds of professional sports. So I guess people heard him last night, and the NHL, they announced that referee Tim Peel would no longer officiate a game in the National Hockey League. Peel was caught on a hot mic saying that he wanted to give a penalty to and against the Nashville Predators in the second period against the Detroit Red Wings on Tuesday night. Nothing's important than ensuring the integrity of our game, Senior Executive Vice President of Hockey Operations Campbell said it in his statement there. Tim Peel's conduct was direct contradiction to the heresy and to the cornerstone principles that we demand for our officials and that our fans, players, coaches, and all the associates in the game expect and deserve. There's no justification for his comments, no matter the content of his intentions, and the National Hockey League will take any and all steps necessary to protect the integrity of the game. The penalty that Peel wanted to give was against Nashville Victor Arvidsson there for just tripping John Merrill just 5 minutes into the second period there. And he made a statement that I cannot repeat over the air, but the mic was hot when he did it. And all justice will be served. Mr. Peel will ask for ascension pay or something of that nature, but he's not going to be doing it in the National Hockey League anymore. At least not for now. The Wolverines, Michigan Wolverines, led by 7'1" freshman Hunter Dickinson, whose name should be familiar for Florida State fans there, who followed to recruit Dickinson. He was a top 50 recruit in the 2020 class and chose Michigan over Florida State, Duke, and Notre Dame. He's averaging 14.2 points and 7.5 rebounds per game. He was named the Big Ten Freshman of the Year, and the Wolverines are a better team for it. They're 22-4. They boost three other players who have averaged more than 9 points a game, sophomore Franz Wagner, Eli Brooks, and also Michael Smith. And reserve guard Chandi Brown, he got off last game. He scored 21 points against LSU on Monday night, which was a good thing because Michigan dances to the Sweet 16. Also, the women's Michigan basketball team, they took down big-time Kenner, Tennessee, and they moved to the Sweet 16 for the first time in their existence of basketball play in Ann Arbor. The Big Ten Player for the Year, Naz Hillman, collected a double-double with 19 points, 14 rebounds. Leah Brown scored a game-high 23.4. The Wolverine ladies there, they were a perfect 11-11 from the free-throw line, and what more can you say? Haley Brown added 14 points, including 4 3-pointers for the Wolverines. They move on. There's another another six-seeder in women's basketball made the doggone cut as well as tonight, early tonight, or early after, late afternoon. Number six, Oregon. Relied on a whole lot of good stuff there. Naira Sabavali there and El Sidonio Prince as the Ducks ladies won 57-50 over Georgia. And they thus move on to the Sweet 16. Other Sweet 16 programs are going on right now. Like I said, Oregon joins Michigan. of number 6 is taking down number 3, Tennessee, at the Riverwalk Region. Number 6, Texas, is playing right now against UCLA this late night. And also the final seed, Rutgers, was upset by BYU in the first round. They were a number 6 team as well, but Rutgers didn't make it there. They just didn't do it. Former St. Louis Blues defenseman Bob Plager was killed early Wednesday night in a car crash in St. Louis. He was 78 years old. Police said Plager was alone in his vehicle when he collided with a vehicle carrying two women on Interstate 64 in St. Louis about 1:30 p.m. this afternoon. One of the women sustained minor injuries. No detail was released about the other lady there. Plager was the original St. Louis Blues, moving from over there from the New York Rangers when the NHL expanded in 67-68. And that's when I caught fire, because that's when I love hockey so much, when I used to watch the St. Louis Blues. He played for 11 seasons for the Blues. He also teamed up a stretch with his brothers, Barkley and Bill Plager. They later worked, or I should say Bob later worked for the organization in various roles. He coached the team for 11 games in 1992. He will be missed. Plager gone at 78 years old. Districts are going on at this present as we speak right now in the men's district there. They'll be finishing up, getting ready for the finals of this coming Friday on the 26th. The girls will be doing their thing tomorrow night on the 25th, and they'll be finishing up this upcoming Saturday for the finals. We're talking about locally there. Get out there if you can and support them, but maybe not in the ways that you think. Again, I said last show, maybe it might be better that we all cheer from home or get a feed or something there to kind of cheer them on. These kids right now are catching COVID-19 or have to be locked down because their parents are catching COVID-19. It's a frightening scene in some of the schools right now as they're struggling to keep things together and in order. But again, the cooperation of the parents should be very fully in this particular ordeal there. Okay? Stay home, watch it, or stay home and find out what happened. Let these kids play, keep them well, and if you do got COVID, please be mindful enough to call the school or other school officials, let them know what's going on so the proper deals or quarantines can't be dealt with so other children and other adults don't catch fire to COVID-19 and other variants of the disease as well there. Please be careful, be safe, do it right. The Detroit Pistons lose to New Orleans by a score of 116-111. Don't know what to say about that, but they lost. And, of course, you know, the Red Wings, they've been shut out for 2 games in a row. So they're going to have to pick it up as well as we know. Yep, baseball in 2 more weeks will be had in the city of Detroit on April the 1st. That's a week from Friday. No, a week from Thursday. So, hey, we're getting ready for baseball. I'm very excited, like I said, a P-walk, okay? That's going to be a cool deal here for the kids and over there in the Denby, Yorkshire area there as well in the east side of Detroit. I'm gone. I'm going to take care of business for the weekend, get it all together, get some shut-eye. Put You On Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions. Check out Put You On Sports on Facebook. Yep, Put You On Sports on Facebook. Or go to the homepage of Put You On Sports at Podomatic.com. Just type on in there, by golly. SimpleButtoo.Podomatic.com. Take you right to the homepage and click your desires there. You can also catch the Put You On Sports on the GameSportsShow.Podbean.com. Yes. And also, we won't be on maybe this week either, as playoff ratification still exists. So we'll keep you abreast. We'll let you know. This week we'll be on Sunday night instead of Monday. I don't know. Maybe it's better that way. Or not. Hey, have a good weekend. We'll get some results of who's in the regionals for high school in the state of Michigan and all kind of other goodies as well. Michigan plays on Sunday, boys and girls. We're talking about the men's basketball team taking on Florida State. Hey, move forward if you can. I'm out of here. What's yours for us again is a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions.